أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم الله تبارك وتعالى says Oh you who have brought iman if you assist Allah سبحانه وتعالى That is, if you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yansurkum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep your feet firm. Helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here refers to the deen, helping the deen of Allah rabbul izzat, more especially in striving and going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is in actual fact, a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us opportunities to assist in the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is a great degree of unworthiness within every human being and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that unworthiness. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power, Allah has all the might that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have destroyed nations of the past without the assistance of any human being. Similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have given iman to every other human being without the intervention and the assistance of man. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this great quality of compassion that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows in this ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this concept of us doing something for the deen of Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if it is done with ikhlas, if it is done with sincerity, there is a great deal of reward for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the greatest reward here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's nusrat, Allah's help comes down, and together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps our feet firm, firm on the deen of Allah, that person that participates in the works of deen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps that person's feet firm, provided there's ikhlas, there's sincerity in this world also, at the time of maut also, in the qabr also, and in the hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسَلْ لَهُمْ And those who have disbelieved, then for them be destruction, وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strayed the actions. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not accepted the actions insofar as the hereafter is concerned. So in this world also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the situation of destruction for them. Insofar as the hereafter also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also destroys the actions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept the actions. One of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this, Allah Rabbul Izzat, very uniquely Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ That is because they disliked whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had revealed. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed about Allah Himself, Allah's greatness. Allah revealed about our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah revealed about akhirat. Allah revealed about the sirat mustaqim, the straight path, this beautiful deen of Allah. And that is what they disliked. They didn't want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to reveal all this. And when Allah did reveal it, they did not like it. So why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then like the a'mal and accept the a'mal? They disliked what came down from the skies. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked even the good that they would send up. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept it insofar as akhirat is concerned. In this dunya, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward them as Allah so desires. But with regards to the akhirat, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nullified their deeds. In other words, there will be absolutely nothing for them insofar as the hereafter is concerned. Now very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also invites man to see for himself, especially the people of Makkah Mukarramah, like in the previous surahs and in other places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that in their midst, not very far away from the Arabian Peninsula, were other nations that had come before, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, the people in Madian, the people of Ad, and all the different people, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them, the ruins remain. And this is the invitation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why do they not travel or journey in the earth? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So that they may see what was the end result of those that had come before them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. فَيَنْظُرُوا, that they may observe, not with the eyes that is on their face or in their heads, but with the eyes of their heart, that they will see this great qudrat, this great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had totally destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا. And for the disbelievers will be the similar punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that the people of Makkah would have been destroyed like how the other nations would have been destroyed, but they await that azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That is because Allah is the Mawla, Allah is the guardian of those who have brought iman. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. And certainly the kafirin, the disbelievers, there is no Mawla, there is no protector, there is no guardian for them. At the time of the battle of Uhud, when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured, some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were injured, then Abu Sufyan, at that time, obviously, he was the leader of the Quraysh of Makkah. He had not embraced Islam. So he began to make some exclamations. And amongst his exclamations was, he said, لَنَا الْعُزَّى وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ. Uzza was the name of the idol. So he began to say that we have this Uzza with us, and the help of Uzza had come down. And because of his help, this is our situation, that we are on top of you today and you are totally defeated. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sahaba, respond to him. And the response was that inna Allaha mawla lakum, inna Allaha mawla, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our protector. Wala mawla lakum, and for you there is absolutely no mawla, there is no protection. In other words, we have Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will help us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.